TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Charlotte from Guide Dogs, back with another update on what's happening in Buddy Dogs, our support dog scheme for children with sight loss. This month, I've been doing lots of planning for an event that I'm holding in the summer for families who already have a buddy dog, and for families who are considering whether it's right for them. These events are really fun and interactive, with activities for a range of age groups. We hold these events at our guide dog centres and have tables with different activities set up so the families can choose what they'd like to do. My favourite activity is dog treat making. We ask the children to weigh out flour using talking scales, then peel and mash a banana into the mix and crack an egg in. They then have to spoon the mixture into moulds ready to be microwaved. We bag up the treats and the child can take them home for their dog or donate them to a family with a dog if they don't have their own yet. This is a pretty messy activity and the dogs often want to be quite involved, but it is really fun and gets children interacting with each other. Other activities include teaching their dog a new trick, like a spin or a paw, which helps to improve their bond with their dog, and a sensory treasure hunt that encourages them to use their sense of hearing, touch and smell. These activities can be quite chaotic in a really fun way. Having a big space full of children and dogs comes with its challenges, but we often hear that the children really enjoy and benefit from the interaction, and it's a good way for prospective buddy dog owners to hear some real life experiences. Aside from this, I had several families waiting for matches, so I have been looking at all dogs currently coming out of training in the southwest to see if any were suitable. This month there weren't any dogs leaving training that would have matched my families, but there was a dog that had been removed from the breeding programme. She had been unreceptive to mating and had not conceived in 2 years, but is an otherwise lovely dog and, at 4 years old, would have been too old to begin guide dog training. I felt that she would be a nice match for one of my families who would benefit from a slightly older, calmer dog, as they are a busy family with an active life. We are now waiting for the dog to recover from her spay, but once she is back in full health, I will place her with this family who are really excited to meet her. I am hoping that in the coming weeks, I will have a few more suitable dogs so that I can get all of my waiting families matched. Buddy dog matching is typically quite quick. The majority of families will have their dog within 6 months of joining the waiting list. And lastly, I have done a few visits to see families who have a buddy dog but need a hand with some training. One such visit was to a family with an excitable golden retriever who was greeting strangers too enthusiastically on walks. I never turn down an opportunity to work directly in behaviour management due to my history as a guide dog trainer, so I really enjoyed joining the family on a walk and giving them tips on how to manage and correct their dog's lunging and jumping. We were already seeing improvements by the end of the walk, and the parents were feeling much more confident to manage their dog's behaviour, as well as walking safely with their two children. A big part of being in the buddy dog team is providing ongoing support to families in order to get the best possible behaviour from the dog, and it's an aspect of the job that I really love. That's all from me now. I'll be back soon with more tales from guide dogs.
TNF Soundings.